Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 8:15 now. Get out the legal pad because it's going to get complicated if you want to try to follow what we're about to talk about. Stephanie Regal joins us, reporter extraordinaire, business writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans advocate, I guess, right? Is that right?
That's right.
Ola.com, yeah.
That's right. We pretty much go by Times-Picayune, yeah.
Okay, I just didn't know. I didn't want to make sure I got that right. Hey, real quick, I was asking on a lighter note if you could have one dessert only. To wrap it up, what would it be? What would you take?
Wow.
What would you choose?
You know, I was never a big dessert eater.
I was going to ask you, are you a sweet gal or a salty gal?
Salty.
Okay.
But how about a really, really just excellent vanilla ice cream?
All right. That's pretty simple. I like it.
That's pretty basic.
Vanilla ice cream.
Something really good.
A gallon and a half of vanilla ice cream.
Let's go.
Let's talk about the settlement. What's going on? I don't even know. I guess give me the backstory in this, Stephanie, then we'll talk about the latest.
Well, of course, we are, nearing the end, it appears, of this long-running bankruptcy case right now. A settlement plan that has been jointly proposed by the Archdiocese, the debtor, and the committee that represents all the clergy sex abuse survivors is before the survivors and all the other classes of creditors in this case for a vote. The ballots are out right now, and they're due back in about 2 weeks. In recent weeks, a key group of attorneys who represent a chunk of the survivors that initially was opposing the settlement, for many years opposed the settlement, they joined forces and said they're on board with this deal, which would ultimately create a settlement trust of about $200+ million to be distributed among the survivors over several years. So with the support, the apparent like near unanimous support, or at least a supermajority support, which is what's needed of this group of survivors, it appears this plan will pass. Another group of creditors in this case, or the commercial creditors, the small businesses and the vendors that do business with the Archdiocese, they also are on board with this plan, which will be funded in part by three of the four church insurers. As you alluded to, the more recent developments involve a group of bondholders who lent the church $40 million back in 2017 when Archbishop Gregory Amond was trying to consolidate church debt, much like if you had, bunch of credit cards and you take it all to the bank and they give you one loan so you can pay off all the other stuff. And that's essentially what he was doing because the finances were a mess. And he honestly, to his credit, was trying to get a handle on things. Mm-hmm. The bondholder debt is unsecured. And I don't know a lot about bond debt, but I'm told that this is not unusual. The church issued the bonds, through the Public Finance Authority.
So let me jump in.
Bonds are generally considered safe.
Yeah, let me jump in for a second, Stephanie, if I may jump in just for 1 second. By unsecured, you mean There's no chattel. There's no real estate, no nothing backing it. It's, in essence, a promise saying, I'm going to issue these bonds, and based on the full faith and credibility of the Archdiocese of New Orleans or whomever the issuing agency is, that's what's backing this, right, that we're going to pay you back. Accurate?
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
Correct. As it turns out, though, because it's unsecured debt, they don't jump to the front of the line like Whitney Bank was able to. And under the terms of this settlement plan, they will not be paid back in full. They've already, it's important to note, been repaid like $9 to $10 million of the 40. So the outstanding balance right now is around 30-something, maybe a little less, maybe a little more. But under the terms of the settlement plan, they, as unsecured creditors, would be eligible to receive 10% of what they are owed, which is about $3 million. And they're raising a fit about it. And in the documents that they filed in court, you know, it suggests that it could derail the settlement. I will tell you it's not going to, but it sets up what's known as a cram down scenario, where basically if we assume that everybody else votes for this plan, and the survivors are the group that really count the most here, and they want it to pass, at the confirmation hearing, which is scheduled for late November, the judge is going to have to try to do what they call a cram down and force the bondholders to accept it. It's going to set a higher legal bar. They're going to try to, argue that this plan doesn't meet several criteria, and everybody else in the case is going to argue that it does. I guess theoretically, at the end of the day, if the judge rules against them, then they could go to a district court to appeal or to the Fifth Circuit to appeal. But I suspect that they're just negotiating for a better deal and more money, which is, you know, what people do in these bankruptcy cases. They play hardball, and that I think that's really what we see going on right now.
So when it comes to $40 million in bonds, is that the return that the Archdiocese owes, or is that the amount that the bondholders gave the church or loaned the church for the bonds? Because I don't want to hurt myself here, Stephanie.
Well, I mean, basically, $40 million in bonds were issued. All right, that was the money. That was the loan, essentially, the church got. The church has repaid the bondholders 10 of it. Okay, so there's an outstanding balance of $30 million mm-hmm. right now. And under the terms of this plan, that debt will be paid at, you know, 10 cents on the dollar.
I guess my question was, at what point, when it comes to a bond, and I, you know, this is why I quit accounting and went into communications,
right.
But at what point do you look at how much out of pocket are the people that bought the bonds as opposed to the return they were expecting, and does that difference factor in at any point?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so. I mean, you know, they're a class of creditors in bankruptcy court. You have the survivors class. You're going to have the commercial creditors class. You've got this bondholders class, and each class, you know, has to vote up or down on the plan. You know, they are trying to argue that this settlement plan is not fair and equitable because other groups, they say, are getting more than them, or for instance, the commercial creditors are getting 100 cents on the dollar and they're only getting 10 cents on the dollar. The way the plan is structured, and this gets complicated and I can't really explain it well, but the way this 10% figure was derived at, that is what all unsecured creditors are getting. And so mm-hmm. it's based on what the plan assumes the value of a claim is. And in this case, the value of a claim is estimated to be about $1.2 billion. And so 10% of that is 120, which is sort of the lump sum that the Archdiocese and its affiliates are initially putting into the settlement trust. Now, there's other money that's going to go into that trust, and it's all going to go to the survivors. But, I mean, technically, if you look at it on paper, they also are only getting 10%, although they're also eligible for other money. And
let me take a quick break.
And
we'll pick it up. We go back. You can pick it up with the committee that, okay? Remember where you were.
Yes.
The committee that, and we'll pick it up with Stephanie Riegel when we come back. 823 Traffic, WWL. All right, 8:27, quickly back to Stephanie Regals, who a business writer for Times-Picayune, and we were talking about the Archdiocese bankruptcy case and the bondholders and getting 10% of what they're owed, which would be about $3 million on $30 million. You started to say, Stephanie, the committee what?
Well, I was going to say, you know, the committee that represents the interests of the abuse survivors, you know, has determined that this is a fair amount. But it gets really technical, and I don't think we have time to get into it. I mean, I think the more, you know, the more salient point is that this has been a very contentious case from the get-go, as Judge Grable once said, a knife fight since day one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we near the end of it, you know, it's not going to be resolved beautifully or with a clean, pretty bow on top. But I would bet at point that it is going to be settled and that the abuse survivors are going to get paid. And, you know, at the end of these high stakes negotiations, and this is why people hire high priced Boston law firms, which is who's representing the bondholders here, you know, they might get more than $3 million, but they're not going to get all 30. And that's the way these deals happen. And that's why people go to bankruptcy court. Everybody gets a haircut. Everybody has to agree to something. It's a compromise. And if everybody's a little bit unhappy, then it was done well. It's kind of like a story I write. If I piss off everybody, then I know I was, you know, doing my job properly.
That's the way I feel at 10 o'clock every day, Stephanie. Exactly. Same exact thing. If everybody's angry at me, I did the right thing.
Exactly.
When will this, if you had to predict, at what point do you close it? Do they close the chapter on all of this?
Well, I don't, you know, all of it is, and we'll have to come back and...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Talk about the fights against the insurance company, because Travelers, the largest church insurer with the biggest liability and exposure, is setting the stage for a fight on that. But as far as the case officially being settled, I think as soon as the end of the year.
An insurance company arguing about how much they're going to pay? Are you kidding me?
Imagine.
Wow.
So we can talk about that next time.
There's your lead right there, young lady. Thank you, Stephanie.
Right?
I appreciate your time. Stephanie Regal, a gifted reporter. We'll talk with Alex Hammerstone when we come back. Text me at 504-260-1870. Today is National Dessert Day. You can pick one dessert. What's it going to be? And I'm not getting anybody saying king cake yet or fudge or anything like that. With all these fairs going on, I thought sure somebody would say fudge. Come on, what's it going to be? And it can be something your parents made, something your mother made, your dad, whomever. It'd be a bakery item. What is your one? And it could be something that's not even there anymore. It could be chocolate-covered angel food cake from McKenzie. Your one dessert, what's it going to be? Right now, time for WWL First News. 8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, knocking on the middle of October, the door of middle October, October 14th. Beautiful fall morning in the city. And Alex Hammerstone joins us now, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec, to talk about October being Cybersecurity Awareness Month. How you doing, Alex?
Not too bad. We're settling into fall up here in Ohio, and seasons are starting to change, so that's exciting at least.
So you got colors and all that stuff, the leaves turning brown and everything?
They're starting to, probably about 10% so far, but in a couple more weeks, it should be a full splendor of color up here.
There you go. Let's talk about Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Cybersecurity is a catch-all phrase, is it not, for a lot of different things?
It is, and at this point, it really, I think, includes, you know, it includes privacy as well, but, you know, keeping your information secure, you know, not just your financial information, but your personal information, and kind of keeping, you know, attackers and hackers at bay. And, you know, over time, I think we've all watched it, is that it used to be, you know, for someone to steal your money, you had to, you know, be near them, right, or they could use the mail. But now, you know, really any time of day, someone halfway around the world can rob you blind just with a few clicks.
The texts I've been getting lately have gone from crazy to ridiculous and then beyond that. Everything from solicitation of favors, let's leave it at that. I was organizing my contacts and saw this number. May I know your name, please? Obviously, the recruiting efforts that go out there with the fake you know, the fake job offers and so forth. It is a 22-year-old student, recently graduated from the University of the United States, currently working with friends to earn money, free to travel anytime. And then they make an offer of some pictures. It's just crazy. Is there any way to stop these things from happening?
It's tough. You know, I think over time, you know, we've seen different things come and go, right? We've seen, you know, luckily the auto warranty scams and calls have kind of slowed down, but attackers are always moving, right? So anytime, you know, we work to kind of shut down, you know, some of these avenues for attack, they find new ways around it. You know, I think it's one of those things that I would love to see some government action. You know, might not hear those words that often from people, but to really kind of, you know, rein in and shut down some of these scams and their ability to constantly text you. We're at the point now where, you know, we have these $1,000 cell phones that we have these expensive plans for, yet we can't even use them as a phone or texting just because we get so many scams. And a lot of the scams that are coming are, of course, those toll scams or employment scams. But one of the new things are kind of these one-sentence things, you know, that say, hey, are we still meeting for lunch? Mm-hmm. Or something like that to try to start a conversation. They know people are really aware of the scams with tolls and so on and so forth. So now they're sending these simple messages to make you think you got a wrong number text. And then, of course, your reply to let them know it was a wrong number. And then they start a conversation and hope to gain your confidence that way.
So if you just reply with something stupid that you just want to kind of nudge them back, can you open yourself up to some kind of problem by doing that?
You're really better off kind of just letting these lie, right? It's for a couple of reasons. You know, one is oftentimes these calls or texts are just kind of sent to see if it's a live number, mm-hmm. To see if somebody on the other end is actually a person and not just a dead number. So when you reply, you're certainly, you know, letting them know it's a real number. The other thing is, you know, for the scammers, it's really a game of numbers. So they want to send out thousands of messages and hope to get, you know, a reply from one or two. So you're much better off being in that 950 people that never reply and the scammer kind of moves on than starting a conversation and kind of getting on their radar.
When it comes to the hours on these things, I'm having a hard time leaving the phone on at night because these things are starting to pop up at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Is that more common or not?
It's really, it's a nonstop thing, right? It's like it's, you know, the scammers never sleep, you know, just between time zones and everything else. Some of these may be, you know, set up to send overnight so that you wake up to it. I don't know how much, you know, psychology there is to it, but maybe they think that if you see a text first thing in the morning, you're not going to be as clear-headed and may just automatically reply kind of before we put our glasses on and, you know, have our first cup of coffee. But I think really, you know, the scamming is happening 24/7. There's no, not necessarily any one time it's going to happen more.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. Somebody said, well, when it says report, delete and report as junk, does that do any good or not? Or does that just make you feel better about yourself?
that absolutely does some good, right? Because that allows, you know, whether it's Apple or your cell phone provider or whomever, to kind of see, you know, the number of messages that might be coming from a certain number or a certain person. So reporting is always good, right? It won't hurt anything, but it can help.
Blocking the number?
My block list is thousands of numbers.
That's what I'm saying. Does it work or not? Because it just seems like they're going to come up with another one. Somebody said, my latest scam text says, hi, I've been thinking about you lately. How are you doing? And they're out there. It seems like that's the new trend. Text me at 504-260-1870. Let me know about the stupidest conversation opening message that you've gotten. 852 8-9 traffic now, WWL. All right, 8:58, about 90 seconds left. Back in the day, I used to do top five lists, and I had a deal to get a book published until the idiot owners messed it up for me. That's not the point. Alex Hammerstone is our guest, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. I always thought you could do a top 10 list of either inviting spam messages or punchlines to dirty jokes, and it would work out, Alex, but that's not the point. Let's talk about security passwords and ways to keep things safe and protect yourself during Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
So a few things. A lot of the new tips are still the old tips. You know, use strong passwords. You know, don't reuse passwords across multiple sites. Make sure you're using multi-factor authentication anywhere you can, right? So those codes or even better, kind of an application on your phone that are required to sign into things. You know, limit the amount of information you're sharing whenever possible. You know, make sure you're updating your software. When you get a notification on your phone or your computer to update to the latest security features, make sure you're following that as well. And as always, just be very skeptical, you know, when you get these texts or unsolicited emails. You know, we never want to blame victims, but after someone's scammed, there's usually a lot of signs that were there, right? There was something that was off, and it should have been recognizable.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate your time. As always, have a good day in Cleveland. Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. We're talking Saints. We come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee.
Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.